Till a week ago, just about anybody could buy a piece of John Fryer's life. On a website called allmyliforsale.com, the University of Iowa graduate student put all, and we mean all, of the material possessions of his life on sale. A box of Lady Lee instant rice, for example, sold for $5.50. A broken vintage television that went for $102.50. And the book Steppenwolf by Hermann Hesse, just $1.75. Producer Sasha Waters tells the story in allmyliforsale.com, the documentary.
Iowa is the nation's largest producer of pork and soybean products. So when I moved here from New York City a few months ago, I didn't exactly think it would be on the cutting edge of art, commerce, or technology. Then I met John Fryer, who, as a part of his master's degree here at the University of Iowa, is selling his entire life on the internet. He even bought the domain name allmyliforsale.com. And what I wanted to know was, why?
I spent the summer in New York City, and I just took what I thought was necessary for me to live for 3 months and put it in the trunk of my car. And while I was there, I didn't miss a lot of the stuff that I had here. So I was kind of wondering, you know, what all the extra stuff that I had, what I was doing with it, and whether or not I needed it. So I started thinking about ways to downsize.
In October, John invited his friends over for an inventory party.
I mean, basically, the inventory party, I had this idea that I'd just invite all of these people over, and they would go through my house and go through my stuff and do an inventory. They were taking product tags and, you know, tagging something so that someone knew that that item was going to be listed for sale.
Hopefully this will make some sense. You just basically put the number of the item and then what it is. Okay, there's
okay.
A pen for you.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming, Felice.
So, Felice?
Yeah?
Can you tell me about those guidelines that you have there?
Should I read it?
Sure.
Welcome to All My Life for Sale. I have decided that I want to sell my life in Iowa City. Use the number tags and job invoice to list 10 to 20 items of my life that are representative of your impression of me. Make yourself at home. Open doors, drawers, closets, and help yourself to something to drink. Thank you for your help. Sincerely, John Fryer.
It's too bad that he has to lose all of these things.
What's up on the wall?
Oh, all his clothes. This room looks like John Fryer. If John Fryer was a room, it would be this one.
Now, I'm a little confused about this. You have a website called allmyliforsale.com.
Yes.
But you're selling everything through eBay.
Yeah, the website basically is going to act as a catalog so that one could see all the items that I will be listing. You know, I want to get a piece of Silicon Valley, and that's what I want right there. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to eBay, and I'm selling my whole life to the electronic technocrats. And we'll see, you know. So my bowling shirt from Iran is soon going to be worn by some dot-commer. You know, I'm going to have his email. And I'll be emailing him to find out how that shirt's working for him.
So do you have a special tagging strategy?
I have an eye. Yeah, I sit in one place. I was saying before, you sit in one place, take it in, you get the lay of the land, and you attack. You gotta go to places that are not exposed sometimes. Like the steel lunch pail avec migraine sticker. That was in the back of a cabinet, and this is the best thing. This is the handmade metal frame with photo of attractive female legs. See? Dude, that's gonna sell.
Because I always
it's a little weird. People are in my underwear drawer right now. And I'm kind of all right. I've prepared myself for the underwear drawer. There's so much stuff. No one's taking the obvious stuff, you know? Like, no one's quite there. People are digging.
This is going to be number 30, the turntable.
I asked John, why not just have a yard sale?
I think eBay is the world's freest market. So what better a place than why should I decide what what my shirts are worth. You know, I don't know what these things are worth. So I'm gonna let other people decide. I think it's about releasing and letting go of all these possessions.
But at the inventory parties, some of John's friends were pretty skeptical.
I was talking earlier about the pervasive deployment of irony. Like, I think his clothes, his style is like so sated with irony, I find it distasteful. But it's kind of the style, you know, and so I think it'll sell.
Nobody I know uses eBay, and I don't live in that big of a world, but even my parents who watch Survivor from beginning to end stay away from things like eBay.
John?
Yes.
Okay, before I hand this over to you, yes. I just gotta know if it's Carrie Ann put the fear in me. This is so not about suicide.
It's not about suicide.
You promise.
I promise you that has nothing to do.
I mean, you're gonna be on the planet.
I'm gonna be on the planet.
Okay.
I promise you and cross my heart.
Good.
By 3:30 in the morning, John's friend Sherry and I were the last people at the party.
When Wanda asked me, you know, if I was going to off myself, every time I tell this project to people, there are people that ask me if that's my intention. You know, like when I explained to the chair of my department that I was planning on leaving, he, you know, his quote is, "This isn't a cry for help, is it, John?"
Is it?
No.
If you had a high-quality girlfriend, though, you wouldn't be doing this.
That's what you say, huh?
Yeah, if you had a girlfriend that was like a box of tricks to you when you were 5 years old, would you be doing this?
Would I be leaving Iowa City, or would I be selling all the stuff that I own? What? I know. Well, here's the thing. All the things that I own, I found, collected, and the chase is what's interesting to me.
By 4:30, Sherry was asleep on the couch when John discovered his two favorite shirts had not been tagged.
If I were to go through this house, and I didn't live here, and I was to tag two things, these would have been the two things that I would have tagged. People, when they went through this house and they tagged the things that they thought represented me, they came, they looked around, and they tagged the things that they thought made them smart. Or things that they were interested in buying, they tagged the things that they wanted.
These are the objects that you most identify with, and yet none of your friends here in Iowa City identify these objects as being
quintessential John Fryer, or essential John Fryer, or essential me.
Precisely.
Which tells you one thing.
What?
It tells you that I gotta leave.
When John started this project, I think he really intended to sell everything. And I think that's one of the reasons I was so interested in it. It's like a dare. Only he's daring himself to sell everything. I decided to ask John's friend Kemru if he had any insights.
It is a really interesting project in theory, but in execution, you know, I wish more power to him, because I think the only way it'll succeed is if he either finds a way to spectacularly and tragically fail or sell off every item that he has. And I don't believe that he's going to sell off every item that he has.
By the end of the year, John was ready to launch his website publicly. December 9th, 2000. This is a total nightmare. We're in some horrible cyber-themed laundromat. That's also a bar and a tanning salon. And this is where the final presentation for All My Life for Sale is going to take place.
I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I just basically have to deal with this ridiculousness.
The website crashed in front of 200 people, but I talked to John later that night. A few months ago, you were really excited about this project. But the other night, you said you thought it was a terrible idea. What happened?
I think that the idea, what happens to these pieces of me when they become jettisoned out into the world, I mean, what type of history gets tacked onto them is conceptually very interesting to me. But you know, the first item I sold was my toaster. And now I don't eat toast. Like, that's the thing. Like, Bill in Illinois, who bought my toaster, do you think he makes more toast now than he used to make because of my toaster?
Do you still plan to sell everything?
I don't know. I listed 10 things today on eBay. You're just kind of going through the process, then you get to the bottom and there's the submit button and it says, do you really want to do this? Well, I've done all this work. I photographed it. I've made this thing. I've built this page. I invited all these people over. They tagged these items. Do I really want to do this? Well, by the time you get to the submit button, you've gone through the process of getting rid of that piece of your life. And you hit submit. And the clock is ticking 10 days from now. Everything that I'm wearing currently will be ready to be boxed up and shipped to locations worldwide.
John Fryer speaking in the documentary AllMyLifeForSale.com, the documentary by Sasha Waters, who's a radio and television producer. She also teaches writing and production at the Department of Cinema and Comparative Literature at the University of Iowa. Now, the last item Mr. Fryer sold was his website, bringing AllMyLife.com receipts to about $6,000. He now plans to visit everyone who bought something and then chronicle his trips on a new website. This could go on for years. More about that on our own website, npr.org.